Hello, and welcome to Shelf Confidence, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association that focuses on trends and innovations in the food and beverage industry. I'm Erica Logston, your host, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with one of the association's members and new sponsors, Ready Training Online. When difficult situations occur, it can be stressful and downright scary. Today, we have Ready Training Online on the podcast to talk about their de-escalation training. They will be offering this training to PFMA members free of charge for the next 90 days. Make sure to visit our website and view this resource. Ready Training Online's mission is to inspire and facilitate employee success through the delivery of engaging, customizable, and easy-to-manage online learning. We place high value on integrity, teamwork, and excellence while remaining client-focused in all that they do. At the end of the day, their goal is to make your training impactful and easy. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your history in retail and your history with Ready Training Online.
Sure. So I have been in convenience retail specifically since I was 18 years old, and I never left. So quite a long time. And it's something that when I started, I really loved at 18 years old and kept going. So I was in the stores either as a sales associate or a clerk for quite a while, and then a store manager, probably in the stores for about 8 years, and then did the district manager, regional director of ops, and eventually chief operating officer of the company I was a store manager for, of 100 stores in Boston called Store 24. And I learned a lot. I had great mentors along the way and just learned so much about managing a business. It's just been tremendous. And in 2007, I went off on my own to do some consulting. And I ran into Jeff in 2008, back when there were no tablets, Erica. There were no one even knew what an LMS was. But Jeff had this vision of training. And he said, hey, I need some content for the convenience store industry. I have this learning management system. Can you help out? And we went and created like 30 or 40 training videos back in like 2008, 2009, pretty quickly. And it was from there our relationship started. Today, I'm the director of business development for RTO. I've been here for 2 years. I had been working with Jeff off and on that whole time. I had my own business, but we've stayed in touch. And the way I've seen him grow the business over the years is just tremendous.
Well, that's awesome. Definitely sounds like you have a lot of experience in retail, a lot of background to give you the content to create for these training modules. So how did you end up settling on de-escalation best practices as a training module?
Yeah, great question. So every October, we attend the NACS conference, National Association of Convenience Stores. And it's a big presence. There's about 25,000 people attend that conference. And it's where we see a lot of our customers, and people that are interested, but we were hearing a common theme, which is typical every year, like what's hot this year, right? And we had a lot of folks coming into our booth and just saying, there's a lot of stress in the stores right now. They're, for whatever reason, and Erica, what happens a lot of times in convenience and retail in general is we are on the receiving end of someone's bad day. And when people are stressed out and they finally hit our front door, it may be for nothing that we've done, but people are just very angry. So we're hearing that this was happening in the stores, and it wasn't just one or two people, it was several. So over the period of 3 or 4 days, at the end of it, we came back and Jeff and I and Jerry sat down and said, like, we gotta do something here. Like, let's put together a training to de-escalate. People weren't using that term, but we knew that's what they meant. So we called a few of our customers and said, like, walk us through some scenarios, because we want to make it as real to a home as possible of what's happening in the stores. And then we said, let's do this in the next 45 days. And that's what we did. We just ramped it up and moved some other things to the side because it was a safety issue. And you could hear the urgency in people's voices.
Yeah, I bet. So where and how do you create these films?
Yeah, so most of them are created. We do some custom work where it will be on the customers, like in their store. But typically, a lot of our content is created in our studio in Elizabethtown, PA. So we built a convenience store studio in our offices there. And this was done quite a few years ago. And Jeff had this vision of, we used to do it live in actually a store that was open and running. And as you can imagine, it's very hard to create a film.
Yeah.
There's people coming in and out, but we did it. And it was difficult. Now we have a studio. We hire local talent for the actors. So first we talk to the customers about the subject, like we did with de-escalation. And then we have get together with our scripting team, and we would map out the scenarios and the learning objectives. Like, okay, what do we want there to be a takeaway at the end of the video? What are the practical things people can implement? And what we find is, because we're doing this in a convenience store setting, if when the employees or restaurant setting, if when people are watching the training, if it was in a cubicle somewhere and in a comfortable office, they would say, you don't relate to my world. When they see a store environment, it engages them right away. So we try to create the learning objectives. What are the scenarios? We typically take them through a few different things. Then we schedule the talent and conduct that session in the store. Typically, it'll take 1 or 2 or 3 days to do that. And finally, it goes to the editing process, and we'll typically have a voiceover that goes with that. So it'll be like a voiceover telling you some of the key objectives, what we're trying to do here. Then you go to a scene where people are interacting, the customer and the employee, so they can see that. And then we'll throw in a quiz. So it's kind of a really well-rounded effort by the team.
So you guys can turn these out fairly quickly, it sounds.
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking a little bit about de-escalation today, but you could create these training modules for any specific scenario someone might come to you and need a training module for.
That's right. So sometimes we'll do, or people will send us their uniforms and they'll say, hey, just wear, have your talent wear their uniform and do something on recruiting, or want to do something on culture for our organization or our loyalty program. So we could do it with our talent in the ready convenience kind of universal way, or there could be a specific way we could do that as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great. And why do you think retailers see this type of training as important?
So I think, you know, it's interesting. When I used to run convenience stores, one of the things that were always on your mind was safety. You know, we're open all the time. We're dealing with the public. So the unexpected can and will happen as you, when you operate around the clock and you're front facing with the public that way. So I think they see it as important because they want to prepare their people you know, for any type of situation they possibly can. So when they see de-escalation, this was probably this was our most successful launch of a new training module. Now, maybe it was the temperature was really high and the environment was right for it, but everyone said, like, we need this right away. And I think they feel like, I can do something for my team. I can give them some practical ways. So when this does happen, it's not going to be a shock to them. Like, hey, I never expected this. I'm not sure what to do. They're going to say, okay, I had seen something about this. I have some ways in which I deal with it. So I think they feel a sense of responsibility and they can relate to it immediately. Like, yes, that's happening in my stores. I'm hearing this. I want to implement that in my stores.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. So we talked a little bit about what the retailers, what they think of this training, but tell me about how you think the employees will receive this type of information.
Yeah, great question. So when you think of, sometimes when people walk into a grocery store, or a convenience store, or, you know, a QSR, they're like, oh, the job seems pretty easy. You know, and the ring and register, the stock in the store, it's complicated. There's a lot going on. And these people, you know, want to advance their careers and skills as well. So I think employees are always looking for ways to improve their skills, even if they're not saying it out loud. You know, they're just like anyone else. And if people feel like they're advancing, I feel like it get we hear, and I know for a fact from running students, it gives them a sense of purpose. They feel more inspired when they're learning, that you're listening. And what we always try to think back is, if we can give them some practical ways that are in their setting, not in an office, so they're connecting. And if they look at it and say, you know what, I see this happen in my store, this makes sense to me, and it's a very practical way, something that I could implement immediately. It's not something that they have to, it's pie in the sky, and well, that's not in my world. They can immediately relate to it. So we hear a lot of times when people are watching our training, they're picking up skills, but it's also very relatable. So they kind of lean into it pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's great. I can imagine having more tools in your toolbox to use while you're out there on the retail floor is going to be very, very useful to you. So let's talk about safety. I mean, safety is a big thing in general for a lot of industries, but especially in retail.
Yeah. So just a personal experience here. So when I told you before, I started out 18 years old, 2 months into the job, I was held up at gunpoint. So in a store, and I, someone come in, you know, pull a gun. Someone came in alongside, came behind the counter. I also had a gun. I had no experience. I had no training, and it worked out. Like, I got through it okay. Nothing happened, but it was a harrowing experience. And what I'll never forget that. And just safety in general, there were a lot of situations that you run into. When I met Jeff, I said, hey, one of the first modules I want to create is robbery prevention. And we did. He said, let's do it. And that's probably the first or second module we created. And safety in retail is so important, because sometimes we can get caught up in all the fun things that are going on. We're merchandising, we're building stores, we're having, you know, beautiful just branding that goes throughout. But the reality is, like, we got to keep people safe. Mm-hmm. And there are always things going on, and we're at the brunt of it, whether someone wants to create trouble or something spills out into our store environments. We got to make sure people are ready. So in general, I think everyone has that on their mind. Mm-hmm. And they want to do as much as they can to protect the employees in the store. When my phone would ring in the old days, when it was your landline and now your cell phone, and it's 2 a.m, it's not usually good news for someone right. saying, hey, I just want to call you and let you know everything's okay and nothing's happening. It's usually your heart stopping. And the first question we ask is everyone okay? I'm on my way there right now. So yeah. We have to be practical about it.
Yeah, well, that's a really impactful story that you just shared with us. And, you know, we have a scholarship here at PFMA where we give out scholarships to the, you know, the young people that work in these retail stores. And just, you know, thinking about them, it's maybe their first job experience. They are just learning how to, you know, even interact and talk with the public in a professional setting. So definitely giving them those tools to, okay, what do you do in this high stress situation? Would be so useful to them.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, that's a really good module, in my opinion, at least. So what tips or advice do you have for operators to improve overall safety?
Yeah, I think a couple things there is, one, prepare people. You know, if what happened to me is I wasn't prepared. Like I said, it worked out. I had a really good mentor. And, you know, it didn't train me in that specifically, but I just had someone I really looked up to at that time. So that worked out for me. But really, you need to prepare people for things that may happen. And if you don't, people could either panic or do the wrong thing, right? Mm-hmm. No one goes through life and is like, I'm ready for any experience that ever comes before me. You want to think about it. If yeah. this does happen, you know, how might I best handle it? What are the things you shouldn't do? What are the things you must do? You know, how do you really prepare your people? The other thing that I think happens sometimes is people avoid the topic. And mm-hmm. I used to find like store managers didn't want to talk about a lot of these things, or if they did, they brushed over. It's like, I don't want to scare people off and they're going to leave. And it's like, no, this could happen on their first shift. So we need to have these conversations. We need to be realistic. I always used to tell my team, you know, 99% of the people that come in the front door, they're great. Like, you're not going to have any problems. They're happy. They love the fact that you're open. It's great interaction. Not everybody's happy, but you usually don't get a hard time. It's that, you know, it's very small percentage that you got to worry about. So you don't want to avoid the topic. You want to prepare people and give them the tools in which if these things, they are presented with them, they know how to react. Mm-hmm. The other couple things that I would say there is conduct night visits for support and awareness. If you're in operations or you're in top management, it's great to be out touring stores from 8 to 5, but there are two other shifts where your business is happening. And you need to show those folks, one, you're there for support, and generally it's a different environment and you need to see like what's transpiring in those type of situations. So I always made sure myself and my district managers were out on a regular basis at night and on the weekends to see, you know, how things were going and ask how we could help. They have feedback too. The couple other things are conduct regular facility walkthroughs. And what I mean by that is if you go out to your store at night and you want to take a look at it, your curb appeal, can you see into the window? Is it well lit? I know those are like standard things. Mm-hmm. Everyone understands it, but if you're not checking it and you're not doing it regularly, I know when we instituted this, I was shocked at how like dim the bulbs were or lights were out. People weren't reporting them until we came up with a program. We said, this is really important and this is why it's important. And we regularly scheduled these things. There was a major awareness to it. We really improved it, but it takes effort to do that. So conduct those. The last thing I'll mention here is be in touch with your community. And by that, I mean, if you have neighborhood meetings that are happening around you, and I got caught on this once where I maybe was too busy and not focused on the community and the neighborhood. And there were neighborhood meetings where they were talking about the issues that were happening with our local store. So they were talking about me, but I wasn't in attendance. And then when I got invited to the meeting, it was about all the issues that I was having in the store. And they weren't anything that were like by itself terrible, mm-hmm. but it was like we didn't care. So it took me, you know, a number of months to get back into their good graces. And we made sure we attended every neighborhood meeting and we had a program to do that because you want to be part of the solution. You want to be a good neighbor. You want to do what's right for those folks. So act like a neighbor and be a good neighbor there. The other thing is community policing. Make sure you know your neighborhood with the police officers. We used to go to headquarters, get to know people. How can we help? What are some best practices that we could have? They want to be part of the solution as well. So create those relationships both with community policing, but also your neighborhood meetings. It takes time and effort. Sometimes it takes being out at night until like 9, 10 o'clock. These people, you know, work jobs and the meetings start at 7. But it's worth it. And I really enjoyed it. I ended up really looking forward to those meetings and getting to know everybody and what their concerns were and becoming a good neighbor. So those would be my tips there. Be prepared. Don't avoid talking about it. Conduct regular night visits, facility walkthroughs as well, and just be in touch with your community.
I love those tips on safety and your advice. Those are very attainable, very doable. Takes a little bit of additional energy since it's kind of outside of our typical 9 to 5 work hours. But right. You know, if your business is operating outside of 9 to 5, definitely it's worthwhile giving them some attention outside of those hours as well, so that they know you're there. So I love that advice. We've had Jeff on this podcast before, and we are so appreciative to have Ready Training Online as a member of the association and as a sponsor. You guys have just a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge, especially to help some of our members who maybe aren't as big as others and don't have everything in-house. So today, and for that, I think the next 3 months, right, you're actually offering our members a special offer. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we wanted to share the de-escalation training with everyone at no cost. It'll be available from your website where people could just go in and, you know, get these best practices to your people. You know, share this information. If we can make an impact on one, two, three, as many people as possible, if they're approached in this situation and they remember back some of the training, that's what we're all about. So yes, we're in business, but when it comes to safety, we would never turn someone away and say like, and Jeff's like that, like, you don't have the budget, let's talk about how we can get you this right away. So when this opportunity came up, we're like, let's share the training. It's very popular with our customers. We know it's a good value to folks. So it'll be available to the members for 90 days. And you guys can have it on your site, easy access to do, and watch it as many times as you like. We'd always love the feedback. So if you see it, there's some things you like, or some things you think we could add to it, we're always open for a discussion. We love talking to people, not just customers, but anyone who wants to talk about training or ideas on how to make our workforce safer, you know, stronger and more successful. We're all about that.
That's great. So we're going to put this training on the resources page of our website. We'll pop it up on social media as well, so our listeners can find it just about any place that they look. And like Tom said, it's going to be available for 90 days. And that kind of takes us up to the time of our annual meeting. And I know Jeff is sitting on the panel of a training session at our annual conference, and Ready Training Online is going to be there. So I really encourage everyone to take a look at this training, you know, share it with your people. And then, you know, if you want to open a conversation with them, they're really easy to get in touch with. But if you come to our conference, they'll be there. You can get in touch with them there. And they're always great to have a conversation with, just like Tom said. So my experience with Ready Training Online has been great. And Tom, we want to thank you so much for coming into the onto the program today and sharing that with everyone. And we really hope that it helps people out as well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me. And like you said, if anyone ever wants to talk about safety, happy to talk people through it. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks.
Stay tuned for more Shelf Confidence episodes this season. If you enjoyed Shelf Confidence, please subscribe and share. Thanks for listening.